Welcome to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. We're currently going through the book of Deuteronomy with Pastor Dave. In today's study, Pastor Dave takes us through Deuteronomy chapter 13, where we see that in today's day and age, there are many people that can appear to be godly, spiritual, speaking on behalf of God in a form of prophecy or word of knowledge, but there are also false prophets and people that we need to be aware of that are not speaking on behalf of the Lord, but are actually false prophets and people leading others astray. Through today's message, we see that if you want to know the truth, you study the real thing. Then you'll be able to spot the counterfeit. More on that now. Let's pick up with Pastor Dave in Deuteronomy chapter 13.
Let's open our Bibles tonight to Deuteronomy chapter 13. If you need one, if you didn't bring one with you, you can raise your hand, and one of the guys in the back will bring one to you at your seat. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 13 tonight as we continue to journey through God's Word from front to back, and that means we cover some tough scriptures sometimes, right? But we persevere. We just go through it all. It's God's Word. So, Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for bringing us here. We thank you for this place of refuge from the world, from the nonsense that we have to deal with day in and day out. We thank you for our worship team, Lord, that you've anointed to lead us before your throne. And we thank you for your word, Lord, that we have in our hands, that we have on our laps, Lord, that you're going to speak to us now. Lord, we know that you will anoint your word, and we're asking that tonight would be no exception. That, Lord, you would take my lips and speak through me, Lord, whatever it is that you want your people to hear. Bless our Bible study, Lord. Bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Deuteronomy chapter 13 really hinges on the end of Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 32. It says, "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. You shall not add to it, and you shall not diminish it." Speaking of the word of God. And then in verse 1 of chapter 13, remember when this was originally written, there were no chapter breaks. So it would go right into verse 1 here. It says, "If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder." Let's read right to verse 5 and then we'll go back through. "And the sign or the wonder comes to pass." Please note that. "If the sign or the wonder comes to pass whereof he spoke unto you, saying, let us go after other gods which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams." Here's why. "For the Lord God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul." Verse 4, "You shall walk after the Lord your God. You shall fear him. You shall keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him and cleave unto him. And that prophet," verse 5, "or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt." Please notice a key word here in the middle of verse 5. "And redeemed you," it says, "out of the house of bondage, to thrust thee out of the way which the Lord your God commanded you to walk in. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of thee." And so here, what I got to do before I continue preaching, I have to change this setup here. Give me a second, please. What we have before us here is a continuation of sermons that Moses has given to the second generation of Israelites as they ready themselves to enter into Canaan. There's this stressing of encouragement to the Israelites. Hey, heads up, be careful here of dreamers, of prophets that come before you and they cast these things before you. Be careful that you don't just accept these people based on what they share with you, their visions and their telling of you of future things. Be very careful, be leery of these folks who come and stand before you. I saw on the news tonight before I came here that there's this big issue going on in New York City with folks who are dressing up in Disney-like costumes, and they're on the streets of Manhattan, and they're robbing people, and they're ripping people off. They don't work for Disney. They don't work for the storefronts that they're standing in front of. They're just simply dressing up in costumes and playing a role that really doesn't belong to them. And that's sort of here what Moses is warning the nation about. Hey, heads up for teachers, guys and gals who are going to sneak within the community and act as though they're speaking on behalf of Jehovah, when in all reality, they're not. They're seeking to lead you after false gods. And this is really important that we just sort of journey through this slowly here, because we're scheduled today, the day that we live in, the world that we live in, to be duped by these very things that Moses was warning Israel of old of. False prophets, false teachers, people who do signs and wonders. And I got to tell you this before I give you some verses here and we hop around. Signs and wonders and dreams, these things aren't bad. Jesus spoke of them. Jesus used these things. But the miraculous, the supernatural, they should never be the proof in the pudding that somebody is authentically from God. It's got to be the message that the person is declaring that we are listening to. People are going to stand before us all the time and demonstrate things that seem supernatural, that seem like God must be with them, because how else could they do these things? It must be divine. I'm here to tell you tonight that it's not necessarily divine on God's end, but certainly it is supernatural, and it's demons, spirits of demons that are behind these works many of times. Notice what it says here in verse 2, the sign or the wonder that will come to pass. It's going to happen, but they're going to speak to you saying, after they demonstrate these things, let us go after other gods that you don't know about, other gods that you are not familiar with. If you would you come with me to Matthew chapter 24? I want to show you a few things here before we move from this point. Matthew chapter 24, and we'll look here at verse 3 and 4. It says, and as he sat, Matthew 24, verse 3, upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of your coming? Speaking to Jesus and the end of the world. Look at verse 4. Jesus answered. The first thing he said as a sign was this. Hey, take heed that no man deceives you. The first thing that Jesus says that, hey, you're going to know that you're in the last days, that you're going to know that my coming is near, is that men are going to stand up in front of you and seek to deceive you in Jesus' name. Heads up for that. And we're scheduled today in the day in that we're living in for these things to happen more and more frequently. This is here in Matthew 24. It's in Mark chapter 13. It's in Luke chapter 21. The same thing recorded by all of these authors telling us, take heed, beware, beware of those who will stand before you and deceive you. Many of times, the spirit that is behind them is not God's spirit. Come with me, if you would, to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. I know this is a bit of turning and moving around, and I know it could be aggravating for some who aren't familiar with where all the books are, but if you can find it rather quickly, I'd encourage you to come so that you can see that I'm not a false teacher, that I'm not a false prophet, that I'm using God's word to minister to you. You should never just take what I say as absolute truth. Just because I'm standing before you and I have the name pastor in front of my name, if this church fills up even more than it already has and the crowd gets bigger and bigger and we move to 3 services and build an extension to the building and I get recognized by the city as some wonderful guy, it doesn't really matter. If I'm not speaking from God's word, you better not believe me. You better not take what I'm saying to the bank. You need to check it for yourself. You're not going to be able to stand before Jesus one day and say, well, that's what Dave told me. It's not going to fly. You're accountable for yourself. You're supposed to be a Berean, searching to see if the things that you're hearing be true. Remember, that's what the Bereans did. When Paul went to Berea, remember when he spoke to these folks and he ministered to them, they didn't even believe Paul the apostle. They went and they sought the scriptures to see if what Paul said was true. You need to do the same thing. You got to think for yourself in the sense of you're looking at the scriptures. If you're not a fast turner, at the very least, jot them down and go check later on, because how do you know if I'm not just making something up or trying to make something say what I want it to say instead of what it really says. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. Listen, this is what it says here. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, look at this, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Do you see that? The power of Satan to do all sorts of signs and wonders. You got to see these things. Satan and his demons, they're able to perform signs and wonders that will totally blow your mind. And it will make you think this guy is from the supernatural realm. This guy is anointed. Never, ever base your assessment of somebody's anointing on the supernatural that's demonstrated from their hands. Let the word of God, the message they declare, be the telltale sign if God's hand is upon them or isn't. Revelation chapter 12, if you'd come there, please. It's the last book in the Bible. We should all be able to find that. Revelation chapter 12. There are many verses. I'm just going off of what the Spirit puts on my heart as I'm preaching, but there are many verses that I could take you to back what I'm saying here about signs and wonders and dreams and who they're being demonstrated by and how we know who's of God and who isn't. Again, I'm not against signs and wonders. I'm not against dreams. I'm not against supernatural manifestations of God's hands working among us. But I would say to you again that many times it's Satan and demonic spirits that are backing these events to sort of cause a tizzy in the church. Jesus said in the last days, take heed. It's going to be going on a lot. And so I just want to gear you up. I want to prepare you for what's coming and what has already begun. Revelation 12, 9, it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan. Notice what it says here, middle of verse 9, who deceived the whole world. He was cast into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. How did he deceive the whole world? With lying signs and wonders. One last place before we go back to Deuteronomy, and that is Jeremiah chapter 23. One of my personal favorite portions of scriptures concerning this matter. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25. This is the Lord speaking. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 25. He said, I have heard what the prophet said, that prophecy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that are prophesying lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people, please notice this here, this is the ambition behind these people. If you're wondering, why would somebody come on the scene and do these things intentionally? Look at verse 27. To cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that has a dream, verse 28, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What does God want his men to do behind the pulpits? Speak the word. Speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff, God says, to the wheat? Is not my word, verse 29, like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, that use their tongues and said, he saith, behold, I am against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. I did not send them, nor did I command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Very important verses to be familiar with. These things here that are before us tonight in Deuteronomy 12, even though they're sort of historic to us in order of how life is unfolded and concerning the nation and us being the church today, there's still application. Be careful, God is saying, when you see signs and wonders back in Deuteronomy 13 and you see these miraculous things take place, whatever it would be, somebody walking on water, you know, a dead being raised, I mean, whatever it would be, when you hear of just crazy supernatural things, don't immediately think, oh, they must be a man of God. They must be a prophet of God. The telltale sign of how a person, or if a person is from God or not, is the message behind the working of the supernatural. What is their message? We need to ask ourselves these things. Whenever there's a force, find out the source. Whenever there's a force, you see something crazy going on, find out the source. I jotted down here in my Bible just four tests, practical tests to apply. When you hear somebody speaking in the name of God for you and I to use to know if they're from the Lord, you might want to jot these things down. Number one is a theological test. Number two is an emphasis test. We'll go back through these. Number three is a moral test. And number four is an accuracy test. Number one, a theological test. In other words, this is what we need to do when we hear somebody speak in the name of God, demonstrating signs and wonders, a theological test, what they're doing and what they're saying, the message behind it, if they're truly from God, it will not contradict the Word of God, ever. You with me? To know if, I don't care what somebody does, I don't care how powerful they seem, if their message that comes from their signs and wonders contradicts the written Word of God, both Old and New Testament, I don't want to hear it from them. And neither should you. You saw the last verse, didn't you, of Deuteronomy 12? The Bible's clear. God says, listen, you shouldn't add to my word, and you not even don't take it away, but don't even diminish it. Don't even compromise it. So God's word is very clear here. The theological test, does what this person is, what they're saying right now, does it contradict what the Bible says? If so, I don't want to hear it from them. The second test is the emphasis test. What is the message or the ministry behind the person that's speaking? Are they seeking to lift up Jesus? Are they seeking to point all men to Jesus? Is it about Jesus? And you got to be careful here because the JWs, the Mormons, they'll tell you yes until you really get into it with them. And then you find out we worship a different Jesus. Our Jesus isn't the same Jesus as their Jesus. We worship the Jesus of the Bible. We worship Jesus, not just the Son of God, but God Himself. That's who we worship. What is the emphasis behind their signs and wonders that they perform before you? And then the third test, the moral test. Does their life testify of what it is that they are doing, or is it a different message that's coming from their life? How do they live? What is their lifestyle like? Are they a person of duplicity? Are they a person of hypocrisy? Or is their life being lived in accordance to the message and to the signs and the wonders that they are manifesting before you? And then lastly, their accuracy test. You know, is what they're saying and what they're promising and what they're prophesying, is it actually coming to pass? But you remember, you got to be careful here, because what's before us tonight here in chapter 13, these folks who are performing signs and wonders, their signs and wonders and what they're saying here, they're actually coming to pass. But who are they seeking to lift up? Not Jesus. They're seeking to draw the Israelites after other gods. And that's why it's so important that we're listening to the message. The message is what solidifies the signs and wonders, not vice versa. You hear me? Not vice versa. If I stand before you tonight and preach a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, and then you think, well, I don't know if that's legit, and then I do something crazy afterwards, I raise a paralytic from their wheelchair or something like that, oh, what he said must be true. He just raised that person who's never been able to walk before. That's not true. It's my message. If I never heal one person in all my ministry here on earth, but I preach the gospel week in and week out, that's an authentic ministry. So heads up for those who demonstrate signs and wonders. They come to pass, because here's what's going to happen. After they get your attention with your eye gate, then they're going to use the ear gate to get to your heart. Notice what it says here in verse 2. Then they're going to speak to you. They're going to speak to you saying things to draw you after other gods. Satan knows that he has to get your ears to get your heart. And a lot of times, the way that Satan will get your ears is by getting your eyes. He'll wow you. Wow, look at that person's ministry. Look what he just did on TBN. I can't believe it. Honey, you got to see this here. Let's listen to what he has to say. Now I'm listening to what the person has to say because of what I saw. And now in my listening, the devil who's behind this whole thing is getting to my heart. The devil knows this. He is so swift. That's why I believe that's the warfare that was going on before his preaching tonight. He doesn't want me preaching to you about these things. I'm exposing him tonight. And I can feel his presence in whatever demonic presence that's coming after me. I can feel it. He doesn't like these things. It's revealing his ministry. It's bringing sheep back to the fold. And you need to guard your heart because it's easy to daydream and mind wander during these things because it's sort of, well, it's a little technical and you're thinking maybe to yourself, I've had a long day. I'm going to just sort of thinking about what I got to do at work tomorrow or what I'm just going to sit and relax, maybe take a little nap here. This is sort of boring. You need to be on guard here because these things, Jesus said, beware, be careful. He doesn't say these things in vain. These things are going to be more and more prominent as we go here, as his return gets nearer and nearer. And if you don't want to get duped, you need to know the word of God. They're going to say to you, let's go after other gods, which you have not known, and let's serve them. Paul said in Galatians chapter 1, I think it's verse 8, whether it be me or somebody else who preaches another gospel to you, don't receive it. Let that messenger be accursed. Let them be anathema. Let them be damned to hell. I don't care what they do, demonstrating signs and wonders before you and miraculous works with their hands. If their message isn't Jesus glorifying and word of God exalting, then let that person be damned to hell. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, verse 3, or that dreamer of dreams. I don't care what they call themselves. I don't care how many people gather together for a prophecy night at some church. For the Lord your God proveth you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God, verse 4. You shall fear him, and you shall keep his commandments and obey his voice. And you shall serve him, and you shall cleave to him. And that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, listen, shall be put to death. It seems a little severe, doesn't it? It seems a little strong. But the Lord knows what he's doing. This is the reason why God says they should be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord your God. There is a direct reason for why they do what they do. Literally, to turn you away from your God, to cause you to revolt, the Hebrew means, against your Lord, which brought you, the one who brought you out of the land of Egypt, the one who redeemed you, the one who redeemed you out of the house of bondage. They have come to thrust you out of the way. Literally, that phrase in the Hebrew means to make you apostatize. How many of you have read about apostasy in the pastoral epistles? Paul speaks about it to Timothy, to Titus. There's going to be an apostasy in the last days.
That concludes our message for today here on Lost and Found. Join us next time as we continue our verse-by-verse study through God's Word. During this unprecedented time in our nation, we are adhering to the guidelines set up by our government to be able to conduct services while still keeping our fellowship as safe as possible. If you would like to know how to attend a service or any other news here at the church, we would encourage you to go to Instagram, Facebook, and ccwestside.com to find out more about what is going on currently at the church. If you are unable to attend a service, we will be continuing to live stream our services so you can be blessed in the comfort of your own home. If you do not have access to social media, we would encourage you to call the church office and someone will be happy to answer any questions you may have. Our phone number is 585-352-3150. That's 585-352-3150. Thank you for listening to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. Join us next time as we continue our study through God's Word. In Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." It's our prayer at CC Westside that you have found the only pathway that leads to an abundant life, found only in Jesus Christ. My blood and water.